and villages. The town of Qan'a that's been bombed and attacked by Israel over the last decades indeed. In 1996 there was a bombardment that left 100 people dead. A decade later in 2006, 25 people were killed in that area. Those two, that's another town that the Iranian president will be touring. Of course, Israeli officials, especially military officials, will be keeping a close eye on everything that is going on in Lebanon at the moment, so close to the Lebanese southern border. Israel sees the situation differently. They see this trip and this speech in this area as a provocation. They would say that any aggression is coming over from the Lebanese side, and of course they do not see Hezbollah as a legitimate entity despite it being in the National Unity Government.
فالمنبر لك
Resistance has been a big topic on the agenda. Resistance is something that ideologically links Iran and Hezbollah. This idea of resistance is why Israel and the United States do not agree with Hezbollah and Iran. That is why they see them as a threat. The point, though, we were hearing there from those songs, were songs of Hezbollah, of resistance, just as we wait for the Iranian president to start his speech, and he's just done so. So let's go in and have a listen.
President, beginning his speech in Arabic.
اللهم اجعل لوليك الفرج والعافية والنصر واجعلنا من انصار
is praying to God to expedite the reappearance of the hidden Imam. I'm thankful that God has given me the opportunity to come here and see you, the dear people of Lebanon. Best regards and the blessings of God unto you, people of Lebanon. Blessings of God for the valorous young people that were sacrificed in the path of jihad, and to you, brave people and supporters of justice and what is right.
سلام و رحمت خدا بر شما که در خط مقدم
در those of you have fought at the front line of battle against the aggressors. and the occupiers. Stood against them and protected the security and territorial integrity of Lebanon. The blessings of God are for you, the protectors of human dignity and independence. Hello to you, heroes. And unto the martyrs. My dearests, if it weren't for the resistance and your perseverance, there is no telling
بين لبنان والاحتلال في اي نقطة كان مستقرا اليوم.
You have shown that your determination and will
and war planes.
انتم اثبتتم ايها البررة وايها المجاهدون ان جهادكم وان دماءكم وأن صبركم وثباتكم هو أقوى من كل الأساطيل والبوارج والدبابات والطائرات.
You have proved that the will of the Lebanese nation and its resistance is more powerful than the sword of the Zionists.
أن مقاومتكم وأن إيمانكم وصبركم وأن جهدكم وجهادكم هو أقوى من كل السيوف الظالمة في يد العدو الإسرائيلي.
You have shown that no power can break the resistance in Lebanon.
تستطيع أن تقهر مقاومتكم.
مقاومة لبنان.
The Lebanese resistance is rooted in faith and commitment and the valor of the Lebanese people.
نابعة من الإيمان ومن الصبر ومن الثبات والتحمل.
Today, a resistant Lebanon is an example for all the nations in the region.
And
all the nations will owe their dignity to the resistance of the people of Lebanon.
بعزتها وكرامتها ورفعتها لمقاومتكم البطلة والباسلة في هذا البلد الشقيق.
مقاومات.
Resistance is the key to the victory of the Lebanese nation and all the nations in the region.
وهي رمز انتصار كل شعوب هذه المنطقة.
All the people of Lebanon, all the followers of the different religions and tribes, are fighting at the forefront of the battle of resistance. Our enemies are scared of the unity in Lebanon and the resistance in Lebanon.
من وحدة كلمتكم ومن اتحاد صفوفكم.
The secret to the resistance and victory is unity. The secret to survival is unity. We're grateful to God that today the people of Lebanon, from all walks of life and the different factions, have found the secret to victory and are protecting it.
فبات منتصرا ومحقا.
إنجا بنت جبيل.
This is Ben Jabal. Ben Jabal is the capital of freedom. Is the capital of resistance and victory. The world should know that Zionists,
that
have invaded Ben Jabal at some point to break down the resistance.
يؤدي إلى وضع حد لنهاية الشعب اللبناني.
أما امروز
But today
كجا هستان وبنت جبال
They are nowhere to be found. But بنت جبال is still here.
من اعلام میکنم
I would like to announce that بنت جبال is still alive and standing up against them. They should know that Ben Jabal is still holding its head high and will stick up against the enemies to the last
minute.
The world should know that the Zionists will eventually have to go. That Zionists will not last long. People of Ben Jabal have handed a bitter defeat to the Zionists.
أن يذيق العدو الإسرائيلي الغاشم طعم الهزيمة النكراء والكراء.
They have left the bitter taste of defeat in the mouths of the Zionists.
بر چهره دشمنان بشریت پراکندند.
كما استطعتم أيها الأعزة أن تدخلوا اليأس والقنوط.
And disappointed the enemies of humanity.
كل الشياطين والمستكبرين.
صهاينه
The Zionists have no way other than submitting to the will of the nations and going back to where they have come from. God's blessings are for you faithful and revolutionary people. God's blessings are for you who are the flying flags of dignity and unity.
وأعلام الفخر والانتصار
عزيزان من من مخام تشكر
I would like to thank you my dearest
أريد أن أتوجه منكم بالشكر
on behalf of the Iranian nation. The faithful and revolutionary nation of Iran. I'm here to give you their regards and their respect to you, the faithful. And to you who fight in the name of jihad. I am here to deliver to you the best regards of our dear leadership.
من قبل القيادة الحكيمة والرشيدة للجمهورية الإسلامية الإيرانية.
I'm here to thank you.
كي أشكركم.
از همه مردم.
To thank you all the people.
بصغيره
وكبيره. Young and old.
بزرگان، وزراء، نمایندگان.
Your leaders, the ministers. Representatives, parliament members, and other officials. People from all factions, leaders of all the groups of Lebanon. Religious leaders, leaders of the different churches, of the different religious sects, be they Sunnis or Shiites, I'm here to thank the Lebanese army. I'm here to thank the Lebanese officials working in different departments and organizations in Lebanon. I'm here to thank my brother, President Michel Suleiman. I've come here to thank my brother, the Parliament Speaker, Nabi Berri. I'm here to thank my dear brother, Mr. Saad al-Hariri, the Prime Minister. I'm here to thank my dear brother, Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah. My dears, Palestine, with the power and faith of the resistance, will be liberated. Justice, everyone. will prevail.
راية العدالة قادمة لا محال.
عزيزان من عشق و محبت.
Love and kindness, everybody, will prevail.
قادمان لا محال.
مستضعفان نجات.
The oppressed will be liberated.
سوف يتوقون ويصلون إلى الحرية.
مرد خدا می آید.
The man of God will arrive. The son of the prophet, the Muslim Messiah, the hidden Imam, Mahdi, will reappear. And Jesus Christ will be following him. Tyranny and oppression will be gone once and for all, and the oppressed people on this planet will be freed. The president speaking in Arabic. The Iranian nation will stand by you, and all the nations in the region to the end.
أيها الشعب اللبناني العزيز وإلى جانب كل شعوب هذه المنطقة
أنتم كالجبل الراسخ نحن نعتز ونفتخر بكم وسنبقى معكم.
The president speaking in Arabic again.
شكرا لكم على حضوركم. شكرا لكم جميعا، والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
That was the speech by Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad in Binche Bail in the south of Lebanon, kilometers away from the Lebanese border. You would have seen on your screens there just towards the end of that speech, and you would have, if you were looking closely, seen on your screens itself those helicopters that were flying above that ceremony, Israeli helicopters, as the Iranian president Mahmoud Ahmadinejad was speaking. But he has made his speech, and he is now preparing to go and complete his two-day visit of Lebanon, a speech with many religious undertones. Not surprising, the Iranian president's speeches often are. He was speaking there to many Hezbollah supporters, and as we saw heading into the speech, many Christian leaders at the front rows of the ceremony as well. Let's just pick up on the main key points of the speech. Of course, the issue of resistance and the area Bint Jabil itself where the Iranian president spent about a third of his speech at the beginning there talking about the people of Bint Jabil. He called them the brave people and supporters of justice and what is right. He spoke on the Lebanese resistance being based on the faith of the Lebanese people. And he was talking as we were expecting, and as our correspondent Ali Risk told us coming into this speech, the key issue here was the resistance. He said today a resistant Lebanon is an example to all nations, that resistance is a key to the Lebanese victory and victory to the region. He talked then of Israel, and he spoke about Zionism being at the end of its road. He said, we will see the end of Zionism. He talked about the history between this area in the south, Bint Jabil, and of course Israel occupied that area for 18 years, but he said, well, Israel, where is Israel today, and where is Bint Jabil? It's still standing, and there is no occupation. Our correspondent, Ali Risk, is at Bint Jabil and that conference centre, so I'm going to hand it over to him for some more assessments of what has been said. Ali, resistance was the key, as you indicated coming into this speech, and some other key areas as well. He spoke much about the different factions in Lebanon, the unity as well.
Yes, well, Narges, as was expected, this speech first focused very much on resistance. He spoke about the role of this village, of this southern city of Bint Jabil, and how Bint Jabil is a symbol of resistance. He devoted a lot of words to that issue, to Bint Jabil. As I mentioned before, Bint Jabil was a decisive factor in the outcome of the July 2006 war, when Israel was unable to make any military advancements. So that was highly anticipated. We expected him to make this reference. One thing which caught my attention in the speech was the way he said that Israel must now face a new reality. He spoke about a new reality in the region, and I think that this visit which he paid here today does reflect this new reality. By the way, I must mention, at the time where he was speaking, Israeli helicopters could be heard right on the other side of this border. So for someone to speak here just this close geographically to the Israeli settlements is something which is extremely significant. Ahmadinejad is considered the arch rival of Israel, and in spite of that, he comes right just 1 kilometer away from Israeli settlements. So I think this visit to Lebanon, especially the visit to Bint Jabil and the speech he made, does reflect the new reality which he spoke of. I think he was trying to refer to the reality that resistance and that the axis which Iran seems to be the leading player of, meaning the resistive axis, Iran, Syria, Lebanon and other countries including Turkey, now reflects this new reality. Another thing which struck me in the speech was the thanks he made. He thanked the Lebanese politicians for the stances which they made. He thanked President Suleiman. He thanked the Lebanese officials. And I think in this way he's trying to thank Lebanon for the shifts it has taken, or for the fact that Lebanon now has transformed itself and has whelmed more into the axis which Iran is a leading player of. So this is what struck me as well, the way he thanked Lebanon, it appeared, for the stances which the Lebanese had taken.
Yeah.
So all in all, a very, very important speech, and a speech which does reflect a new reality.
And Ali, of course, he thanked Saad Hariri as well. I want to pick up a little bit more about each of the topics he discussed, but first let's just touch on this issue of those Israeli helicopters. I can't confirm this, but while we were listening to the speech, our cameraman, just before we got the breaking news in, saw some footage of helicopters, and he was like, well, I think that was an Israeli helicopter. And just a few minutes later, we got that breaking news in. So it seems that those helicopters were right near that ceremony. They were right near there. Of course, the ceremony taking place right at the border. Is that kind of a reaction we would have expected from the Israelis? How do you think they would be assessing this whole scenario?
Yes, well, I think I heard most of your question regarding this issue of Israeli helicopters. Israelis have time and again said that this visit is a provocative visit, that this visit gives them concern. We even had a certain member of the Israeli Knesset saying that the Iranian president shouldn't be sent back or shouldn't go back to Iran alive. We heard this extreme language from the Israeli officials. So Israel, of course, is provocated by this visit for the mere fact that this visit actually expands the axis which is against reaching a settlement with the Israelis. Of course, Israel itself seems to be against reaching a settlement, but the bottom line is that this visit actually stamps down the fact that the resistive axis now has the upper hand in the region. It also stamps down the fact that countries such as Egypt, for example, Jordan, countries which favor maybe an alternative approach to the situation in the Middle East, now do not have the upper hand. And ironically, the reason behind that are the policies of the Israeli Prime Minister himself, Benjamin Netanyahu, whose policies have not been good for American interests, nor have they been good for the interests of what we call the moderate bloc, the Palestinian Authority, Jordan, for example, Egypt. But yes, Israel, I think, was provocated by this act. And as I mentioned to you before, Narges, what is ironic and interesting is that as long as Israel keeps up this, as long as it keeps talking about this visit and expresses concern, that strengthens the visit and gives it more success. And it appears actually that this visit has been a complete success for the Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad. I'm sure you heard the cheers behind me whenever he mentioned Bint Jbeil, whenever he mentioned the resistance. You heard the big cheer, the biggest cheer perhaps, when he expressed thanks to Hezbollah Secretary General Sayyid Hassan Nasrallah. So, of course, the Israelis are angry by this visit. And something also to mention is that following this visit, we expect that the Turkish Prime Minister Recep Tayyip Erdogan will also be coming to Lebanon. So all of that, I think, sheds light on the fact that on Israel, on the border, on Israel's border, we now have a country, not just Hezbollah, not just factions, but a country as a whole, as a state, which is right in the middle of this conflict face-to-face with Israel, and which no longer can be considered whatsoever as part of a moderate bloc which favors an alternative approach other than resistance to dealing with Israel.
And Ali, how much can we contextualize this into some of the other events we're seeing in the region? I mean, you picked up on some of those countries, Egypt and Saudi Arabia, for example. Egypt's just had, I mean, in essence, what we can call an easing of ties with Iran. There's flights to and from Iran and Egypt now for the first time in 30 years, and there's been official delegations coming and going. We've just heard in the last few hours that the next presidency of OPEC is going to be Iran for the first time in over 35 years. Surely that has some political connotations as well. So it seems that we're seeing this kind of across the region now.
Yes, well, there is a realization from the parts of the so-called moderate Arab states that their interest or their support for the Obama administration's policy of kind of reaching a settlement are to no avail. Until now, the Obama administration's policies of pressuring the Israelis have done nothing whatsoever. The Israeli lobby, it seems, AIPAC, has been successful in preventing these pressures, these Obama administration pressures, from achieving anything, from making any effect on the Netanyahu government, which in turn has been very bad for the interests of Egypt, Jordan, and these other countries. And you also have to mention that the Iranian President Mahmoud Ahmadinejad also made the conference calls, held telephone calls with the leaders of Jordan and with the leader of Saudi Arabia before this visit. So I think, yes, there is an attempt by Iran to further expand this axis, and there may be an attempt, as we said, or there may be a realization from the moderate bloc, what we refer to as a moderate bloc, a realization that there are no longer any interest in going ahead with the Obama administration's efforts, because the Obama administration itself seems to be helpless in light of Netanyahu policies, which have the support of the Israeli lobby and which have the support of AIPAC. The realization lies in the following. You mentioned the air travel, which has been resumed, for example, between Iran and Egypt. So if this continues to follow through, I think we would have even a bigger regional reality. And imagine if a country with the size of Egypt joins in with this resistive bloc. I think then that would be the severest blow to Israel.
And just Ali as well, to expand on one of the points that you were making, you touched there on Hezbollah, and we could see the Hezbollah flags yesterday, we could see the Hezbollah flags today. Today's criticisms and those assessments that we're seeing, and I'm seeing them in scatterings in the Western media, that this isn't really anything more than a show of Hezbollah support for Iran. What would you say to that? Is there any broader appeal for the Iranian government or the Iranian president further away from Hezbollah?
I'm sorry, Najas, could you repeat that question again, the last part?
How much support is there for Iran away from Hezbollah? One of the criticisms has been that this trip is nothing more than a show of support from Hezbollah to the Iranian president.
Yes, well, regarding the support for Iran, of course, its general focus in Hezbollah. Yes, Hezbollah are the main supporters of Iran. That is something which we have no doubt about. However, I think this visit will aim to change that. I think it already has actually changed that. We heard certain Christian March 14 figures, ironically, speaking highly of this visit. And I think the way in which the Iranian president spoke during this visit also helped very much. For example, his thanking. This is the second time yesterday in his speech, and today, before thanking Sayyid Hassan, he thanked Lebanon's political elite, Lebanon's president, Lebanon's parliament speaker, and most importantly, Lebanon's prime minister, Saad Hariri, who is considered to be the symbol of the Sunni community here in Lebanon. So I think the rhetoric he used, he also focused on the word Lebanon, for example. He didn't focus very much on the word Hezbollah. He used the word Lebanon time and time again. The agreements which were signed, he expressed admiration for Lebanese culture, for Lebanese diversity, for the different sects which live here in Lebanon, which does make Lebanon unique. So I think it was a very wise way, a very wise rhetoric, which was used by the Iranian president to gather or to garner more support amongst the people of Lebanon. And I think this will further increase in the future, and more bilateral visits will continue.
Okay, Ali, we'll leave it there. Thank you for the assessment. Keep an eye on the rest of the trip. I'm sure you will. We can see there, night's falling. In the south of Lebanon. The Iranian president's trip, though, has not finished. She's touring a few other areas, so we'll keep you updated.